Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there, let's start the day with some fascinating daily facts.
Gum disease, or periodontal disease, is an inflammatory condition affecting the tissues surrounding teeth. Research suggests a link between gum disease and cardiovascular diseases like stroke and heart attack. The inflammation caused by gum disease can lead to hardened arteries, which makes it difficult for blood to flow to your heart and can lead to a heart attack. Similarly, if a blockage occurs in the brain's blood supply due to this hardening process, it could result in a stroke.
The Stutz Bearcat is a vintage automobile model produced by the American company, Stutz Motor Car Company of America Incorporated, between 1912 and 1934. Known for its speed and durability, it was popular among wealthy individuals. The car featured an open-top design with minimal bodywork and a lightweight construction to maximize performance. It had no windshield or top, embodying the raw spirit of early automotive design. Its name Bearcat symbolized power and agility, reflecting its reputation on the road.
The hawk moth caterpillar, native to Brazil, has a unique defense mechanism. When threatened, it inflates its thorax to mimic the head of a snake. This clever disguise is complete with false eyes and scales. The illusion serves as an effective deterrent against predators who fear snakes. This type of mimicry is known as Batesian mimicry, where a harmless species imitates the warning signals of a harmful one to avoid predation. It's an incredible example of nature's adaptability for survival.
Beets, a root vegetable, are indeed the sweetest of all vegetables. They contain about 7% sugar on average, which is higher than most other vegetables. This sweetness comes from sucrose and fructose. Beets are also packed with essential nutrients like fiber, vitamin C, folate, and potassium. Despite their high sugar content, they have a low calorie count and glycemic load, making them beneficial for health when consumed in moderation. Their natural sugars contribute to their earthy taste.
Goats, like other ruminants such as cows and sheep, lack upper front teeth. Instead of teeth, they have a hard dental pad on their top jaw. This adaptation helps them to efficiently graze on vegetation. They use their lower teeth and tongue to tear off plant material and then grind it up with the molars in the back of their mouth before swallowing. Their unique dental structure is well suited for their herbivorous diet, which primarily consists of leaves, grasses, shrubs, and weeds.
Potatoes, the most consumed vegetable by Americans, are incredibly versatile and can be prepared in numerous ways, such as baked, mashed, or fried. The average American consumes approximately 140 pounds of potatoes annually. This high consumption is partly due to the popularity of fast food items like French fries and potato chips. Despite being rich in vitamin C and potassium, potatoes' nutritional value often diminishes with unhealthy preparation methods like deep frying or adding excessive butter or cream.
The kidneys are vital organs that perform numerous functions, the most notable being blood filtration. They process an impressive 400 gallons of blood daily, which is about 200 times the body's total blood volume. This filtration process removes waste products and excess substances like water to form urine. The kidneys also regulate electrolyte balance and blood pressure, produce red blood cell production stimulating hormone erythropoietin, and activate vitamin D for bone health. Thus, they play a crucial role in maintaining overall body homeostasis.
The term GI originated from the U.S. military during World War II, standing for Government Issue or General Issue. it was stamped on all equipment and supplies issued to soldiers, signifying that they were produced under government contract. Over time, it became a generic term for U.S. soldiers themselves due to its widespread use in military environments. The phrase is deeply rooted in American history and symbolizes the collective identity of American servicemen during that era.
Thanks for listening to our Daily Facts. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. It's time to say goodbye for now. See you tomorrow. If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.